Ever noticed how some days your to-do list feels like a loyal companion guiding you to victory, while other days it's more like a nagging reminder of your inadequacies? You're not alone. The startling reality is that 41% of tasks on to-do lists never get completed. This isn't because we're lazy or incompetent, it's because our approach to task management fundamentally misunderstands how our brains work. Traditional to-do lists often become monuments to our perceived failures rather than roadmaps to success. We create these lists with the best intentions, hoping to gain control over our chaotic lives. Instead, we end up paralyzed by options, focusing on quick, easy tasks while important work gathers dust. The very tools meant to organize our lives make us less productive. Why? Because we're treating to-do lists as comprehensive inventories rather than strategic tools for prioritization. When your list becomes a dumping ground for random thoughts and obligations, it triggers your brain's stress response. Faced with an endlessly growing list, your mind seeks escape, either avoiding the list entirely or cherry-picking simple tasks for the dopamine hit of completion. Breaking free from this cycle requires understanding that productivity isn't about doing more, it's about doing what matters. The solution isn't abandoning lists altogether, but transforming how we create and use them. By aligning our task management systems with our brain's natural tendencies, we can turn our to-do lists from sources of stress into engines of accomplishment. Your to-do list likely undermines your productivity in 8 ways. First, you're misunderstanding its core purpose. It's an organizational tool for prioritization, not just a task tracker. Second, missing deadlines make tasks infinitely postponable. Write report by Friday 3 p.m. is more actionable than just write report. Third, overlength lists trigger avoidance. Keep daily tasks to 7 items maximum. A completed short list beats an ignored long one. Fourth, mixing varied tasks creates decision fatigue. Group similar items together to maintain focus and reduce mental switching costs. The other flaws include too many options, causing decision paralysis, lack of context, reducing clarity, overly broad task definitions, enabling procrastination, and failure to link tasks to goals, weakening motivation. While each seems minor alone, together they create a system prone to failure. The productivity world offers various task management approaches, each suited to different working styles and needs. The massive, all-inclusive list serves as a brain dump for every task. While it relieves mental burden, it requires further organization to be truly useful. The task plus starting date plus due date list adds temporal context, helping prevent last-minute rushes by defining both when work starts and ends. The to-do list twosome uses a master list and a daily list, maintaining overview while focusing on immediate priorities. Tasks move from master to daily list each evening. For those needing strict limits, the 3+2 strategy allows only 3 major and 2 minor tasks daily. The 1-3-5 rule similarly structures days around 1 big, 3 medium, and 5 small tasks. Visual thinkers may prefer the Kanban method's column-based flow or the matrix system, Eisenhower box, which categorizes tasks by urgency and importance. The key isn't choosing the perfect system, but finding one that matches your thinking style and work needs, and that you'll use consistently. Creating effective to-do lists requires aligning with how your brain works. Here's a streamlined formula. First, separate current tasks from future ones. Keep today's list realistic, with everything else on a master list. Second, define tasks by outcomes. Write complete homepage design to attract clients instead of work on website to connect tasks with purpose. Third, break projects into single sitting tasks. Fourth, set deadlines to prevent task expansion. Fifth, limit daily lists to 7 items, matching working memory capacity. Sixth, group tasks by project or location to minimize context switching. Seventh, remove long lingering tasks for strategic focus. Eighth, estimate completion times. Ninth, begin tasks with action verbs. Tenth, identify tasks needing others' input. These steps convert vague intentions into actionable plans, making lists effective guides rather than stressors. The paper versus digital debate isn't about finding the superior option, but matching the medium to your workflow preferences. Paper lists enhance memory through handwriting and offer the satisfaction of physical task completion. They're reliable, distraction-free, and require no technical learning curve. Digital systems excel at organizing complex tasks with easy reordering and searching. They offer automation for recurring tasks and seamlessly integrate with calendars and other tools. Their key advantage is contextual filtering, showing only relevant tasks based on time, location, or project. A hybrid approach can combine the benefits of both, perhaps paper for daily focus and digital for master planning. Choose the system you'll actually maintain consistently. When integrating with your calendar, define your true availability first. Block existing commitments before scheduling tasks to prevent overcommitting your time. Create a tiny task batch list for items under 10 minutes, processing them in dedicated time blocks rather than cluttering your main list. Don't get overly fixated on productivity systems. They're tools to help you work, not work themselves. Focus on getting things done rather than perfecting your methodology. Maintain consistency through regular habits, like weekly master list reviews and nightly planning for the next day. When you slip up, analyze what went wrong and adjust rather than abandoning your system. Balance future planning with celebrating past achievements through a done list. Record completed tasks, both planned and unexpected, throughout your day. This practice counteracts our tendency to focus on uncompleted work and provides valuable insights into how you actually spend your time versus how you plan to. The true purpose of productivity isn't completing more tasks, it's completing the right tasks. Your to-do list should be a compass guiding you toward meaningful accomplishments, not just a checklist of completed items. Regular reflection helps connect daily tasks to broader goals and values. For example, if career growth is your goal, ensure your tasks include skill development, networking, or high-visibility projects. Focus on activities that move you toward meaningful objectives rather than busy work. There will always be more tasks than time available. The key is selection rather than completion, choosing wisely among competing demands. A good system makes these choices explicit and intentional rather than reactive. Productivity is measured by value, not volume. 5 tasks that advance important projects outweigh 20 minor ones. Following the 80-20 rule, focus on the 20% of efforts that produce 80% of results. Your system should help identify these high-leverage activities. Success isn't measured by an empty to-do list, but by progress on what truly matters. By focusing on meaningful outcomes, your to-do list becomes a tool for achievement rather than a burden.